Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Is it rude? Is it rude to ask certain questions? Lately, I've been asking a lot of questions, and it's been called to my attention by my husband that you can't ask those things. First, my husband pointed it out, and then Raven pointed it out, and I was like, I'm just inquisitive. I just want to know.
That's what you are. You're inquisitive.
Yes. Okay. How do you? You never stop learning, Raven. You never stop learning.
So you should learn to stop asking questions like this. That's what you should do if that's the case.
So I looked up, how do you know if something you're asking is rude? And it says you have to put it through these four filters. You're asking questions you already know the answer to. Nope, I don't do that. If I'm asking you, I genuinely don't know. You're using accusatory language. No, never. I'm not doing it to be spiteful. I just really want to know the answer to the question.
What about your tone? How about tone of voice?
Oh, I 100% inquisitive. Like, it's not, I'm not being mean. Three, you're sticking your nose where it doesn't belong. Maybe. I think this is where it comes into question.
This is where it gets gray?
Okay. And four, you're qualifying the question. So it's like, I know this really isn't any of my business, but also, I probably fall into that gray area there, too.
Okay. Let's do some samples.
All right. So my husband and I are looking to move next year, right? We're looking at different towns, different areas in our town. Mm-hmm. But everything costs a lot of money right now. So these acquaintances we know are looking to buy in the same area that we are. I wouldn't call them good friends, but acquaintances. And we were talking about it and how all the prices have gone up so much and it's really hard. And I asked them, how much are they looking to spend? And my husband gave me the death stare. I just wanted to know if we were in the same ballpark, if we were looking at the same houses. You think that's rude?
You can't ask that question. You have to wait until they buy it and then wait until to see the paperwork is filed with the taxes with the town. Everybody knows that's the only way that you can find out what your friends are actually going to spend. I mean, again, they're not good friends. If they were good friends, you could roundabout say, you know, what's the range that you're in? I mean, they're acquaintances.
But I mean, it's going to be public knowledge anyway.
Well, you have to wait until it's public knowledge.
All right. Producer John, we were doing a segment because he's starting to date again after he went through his divorce. And I asked him how old he was on the air, which he answered without hesitation, 35. And then Raven gave me the death stare that I can't ask. Like, what do you mean?
Well,
why is that rude?
All I'm saying is that you limited his options when you said that, all right? It's not my problem with how old he is. It's not his problem with how old he is. It's for those that might be thinking about swiping left or right or whichever way that you do on this app there to say that you like somebody. You're limiting his options. Let them read his bio. He's willing to date 25 to 54-year-old females. No, he's leaving his windows wide open.
I don't know if I agree with that. All right. So we have friends. Well, I used to work out with her at the gym. So, like, oh, but she's my gym friend, right?
Okay, another scenario.
Yeah, and she booked a trip to Disney World, and they're staying at the Polynesian. Every time I have tried to book a trip, the Polynesian is so much money. Mm-hmm. And I do not understand how people can afford it, because it is, like, a lot of money. So I'm thinking, sometimes people have these sneaky ins and outs, like they have, like, somebody special they know that has points or some kind of Disney magic.
Maybe she's got a hookup, right?
Yeah.
Grandma works in the hotel.
Something. Who knows, yeah. Right? So I asked how much they paid for the room at the Polynesian, and my husband said that was crossing the line.
I'll give that one to you. I don't think that one's all that big of a deal. I mean, it's a publicly listed hotel, right?
Right?
I mean, you can look it up for yourself to ask them what they paid. I mean, did you say, man, did you say to them, it's been pricey when I've looked before?
I said, it's like $1 billion. Yeah. My gosh, how did you afford that? How much did you pay per night?
Because when you said it all like that, I mean, now it turns into a thing.
Right.
I mean, you almost got a pass, but here you are. You've created another problem.
Okay.